Chapter 3. The Lafont Mausoleum.
"Who's the Lafont ghost?"
Henry asked Miss Wolfson.
A ghost?
Benny asked.
"There's a real ghost in Greenfield?"
"I thought you didn't believe in ghosts," Jessie said.
Benny raised his shoulders.
"Well, that was before we saw something in the cemetery and the lights went out and that."
He pointed at the flower.
"I've changed my mind."
Benny shivered and whispered in Watch's ear.
"Ghosts! Yikes!"
People in the cafe gathered around Miss Wolfson as she began to share a bit of history.
"Today is the 75th anniversary of the death of Madame Jacqueline Lafont," she told the crowd.
"She was the dressmaker."
Jessie picked up the historic photograph of the Lafont shop on Main Street.
"Yes," Miss Wolfson went on, saying, "women would come to have dresses made, then stay for tea and conversation."
With a small smile, she added, "Madame Lafont was known to give very good advice. Some people even say that Jacqueline was a fortune teller."
"Very interesting," Jessie said, setting the photo on the table and taking a notebook out of her small purse.
Jessie wrote down Madame Jacqueline Lafont's name as a reminder to see if she could find any information about her online. Jessie liked to research interesting people.
"Ever since the first anniversary of her death, people in Greenfield have believed that Jacqueline Lafont's ghost haunts the cemetery," Miss Wolfson said.
"Ooh,"
Vita said, recording the cafe conversation.
"A ghost story is way more interesting than a historical society film."
She stood on a chair to get a good view of the room through her camera. She focused her lens on the most frightened expressions. The door to the cafe opened, and Grandfather Alden walked in.
"Looks like I'm interrupting an important meeting," he remarked as he closed his umbrella.
He walked over to Henry and asked,
"What's going on?"
Henry pointed to the windowsill.
"Ah,"
Grandfather said, stepping over to Miss Wolfson.
"It's the 3-day warning."
The historian nodded. At Jessie's questioning look, Grandfather explained,
"Every year around Halloween, white lilies are placed on the Lafont grave. After that, a lily appears somewhere in town. It's said that lilies were Jacqueline Lafont's favorite flower. But some people also believe that lilies are a symbol of death," Grandfather said.
He continued,
"After the flower shows up, everyone has 3 days to bring gifts to the Lafont mausoleum. Those who leave gifts get a year of good fortune. Those who ignore the warning receive nothing but bad luck all year."
Miss Wolfson clarified,
"Gifts can be food, silver, money, jewelry, anything to make Jacqueline's ghost happy."
Benny got up and moved to stand near Grandfather. There were goosebumps along his arms.
"I like gifts,"
he said in a shaky voice.
"So does the ghost," Miss Wolfson told Benny.
"Nonsense," Grandfather Alden cut in. "I've known this ghost story my whole life. There is no Lafont ghost. Bad things happen to people sometimes. That's just the way life is. Good things happen, too. It doesn't matter whether or not someone leaves presents in the cemetery."
"You're wrong. The ghost is real." A well-dressed woman in the back of the room stood up. She looked directly at Grandfather and asked,
"Ever hear of Patricia Wilson? Patty didn't heed the warning, never left a gift, and she disappeared."
Several people in the room gasped.
"That's an old made-up rumor from the year after Jacqueline's death," Mr. Randy said from behind the cash register. "Patricia Wilson didn't disappear. My mother was a child back then and knew her."
Miss Wolfson pointed out Mr. Randy's mother in the photo taken in front of the old schoolhouse, a girl who looked to be about Violet's age.
"Mama knew Patty,"
Mr. Randy said, in a booming voice that filled the cafe.
"She told me that Patty left town on her own."
The woman turned to face Mr. Randy.
"Believe what you want," she said, gathering her coat and scarf. "I won't risk having a year of bad luck. I'm going to put a gift at the cemetery tomorrow."
"What do you think?"
Henry asked Jessie, as people in the cafe began to discuss whether or not they were going to set out gifts for the ghost. Jessie looked down at her notebook, where she'd written Jacqueline Lafont's name. On the next line, she wrote Patricia Wilson, and below that, she drew a giant question mark.
"I'd like to learn more about the ghost," Jessie replied.
"And the gifts,"
Benny chimed in.
We should go back to the cemetery,
Henry suggested, as a streak of lightning flashed across the sky outside the cafe.
Can we go tomorrow?
Benny asked, patting his belly.
Now it really is dinner time, and I'm starved. I'm extra brave when my tummy's full.
He shivered again.
Oh, ghosts. Yikes!
The cemetery won't be so creepy in the daylight,
Violet agreed. Henry looked at the white lily and its reflection in the window glass.
We'll start ghost hunting tomorrow morning, he said.
Jesse quickly peeked over at Benny and added, right after breakfast.
Perfect!
Benny grinned as they followed Grandfather to the car for the ride home.